Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
On the podcast, it's Stephen Lee Olson, and you're in Barrie. Can we say that? And I just said to you, because it's always snowing in Barrie, is it snowing? And it is, which is remarkable.
It is snowing. Yeah, it's the first time I've seen snow all year. And I think the first time I've seen snow in November in a while. So maybe it's telling that we're going to get some snow this year for Christmas, which I would absolutely love.
It'd be great. And it'd be nice. You were mentioning your son a bit ago, too, for him to go and experience some snow, because I know it'll be a what the heck moment. Right. Because living in Nashville, you guys don't get too much of that.
No, it's very rare we get snow. So I'm really excited. There's so many things I've told him about, although I'm not sure he understands. He's not quite one yet. But we will be tobogganing. He's already got a set of hockey equipment that I'm going to just put him in net. And just start shooting on them. You know, maybe get them early into the NHL. And
so, which be careful here, because I might drop all your songs. which team are you going to make him a fan of?
Well, I'm going to say that the Maple Leafs could use a big defender. In my personal opinion,
you're setting him up for sadness. You know. Like, he's going to have a long life of disappointment.
Or am I setting Toronto up for greatness? It's all the way you look at it, Tyler.
I like that. That's good. I saw that you had to miss Halloween with him, and everyone thinks that being an artist is glamorous, and there's a lot to that. But there is that hard decisions that you have to make as a dad, as an artist, and that must have been so tough to see those pics coming out and knowing that you couldn't be there for trick-or-treating.
Oh, man, you're so right. It was it is tough, and it's the first time I've actually had to experience anything like it. It's the longest I've ever been away from him, from Lincoln. And I'm not going to lie, it was tough. You know, my wife made it so much better, though. She surprised me and dressed him up as me for Halloween, which really just warmed my heart. It made me sad and happy at the same time. But, I knew that this day was coming when I'd have to leave him for a few days. And it's definitely not as easy as some make it look. But, you know, we're getting through it. And thank God for technology and FaceTime, because I swear I see that kid more now that I'm actually away. It's amazing.
You're hanging out. You're at your mom's house, which is so cool. What do you love about being at mom's house? What is one thing she does when Stephen Lee Olson comes through the door? Is there something that she makes for you? Is there something that just it means you're home?
Oh man, you know what? Honestly, mom's house always has a vibe, and it's a very chill vibe. The couch almost calls me to it, and you have to just like full trust fall into the couch at mom's house. You know, and it just feels better. But honestly, I'll tell you what, wherever my mom is, there's a vibe. So the house definitely has a vibe, but it's really, truly, like when my mom comes to Nashville and stays with us, the house just feels warmer. It's just, you know, it's that extra layer of knowing you're absolutely taken care of. And doesn't matter how old you get, mom's always going to be mom, you know? So it's she's very special to us.
Well, that's fantastic stuff, man. And it's always good to be around family. Do you have a special meal that you love when mom cooks something?
Oh man, mom goes way overboard. I'm a breakfast guy. I could legit eat breakfast all day, every day, every meal. It's just, it never gets old for me. And my mom just goes crazy for breakfast. She'll make not just like, you know, you'd be like, hey, you want an egg sandwich? You'd be like, oh, wow, mom, thank you so much. She'll make an egg sandwich, pancakes, French toast, fruit salad. You know, it's just like everything you can think of, the biggest spread, stuff that you didn't even know she had. And you're like, is that?
Where did that come from?
Mom? Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what is that?
Did you go to the store overnight?
Did you grow this stuff in the garden? Like, what? How did you pull this all together? So, yeah, it's. Honestly, my mom, anything she touches, it's automatically good.
You married a radio lady, which is cool, right? Does she ever do the teases to you? Like, I'm going to tell you why you're in trouble coming up. You know, I that's what I.
Oh man, she hasn't done that, and I'm not going to tell her because she will, for sure. No, I am, and it's such a blessing. You know, Shannon is, she's legit my best friend on the planet, and it's so nice to have somebody in the industry as well that truly just gets what I do and knows just what it demands. Because I feel like, you know, just in this industry, without having that, it can definitely cause unnecessary problems and issues. And but, you know, finding the right person in any relationship is key, and she was always the right one for me, and I'm so happy and grateful for her. She's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Did you meet at a radio station? Is that what happened?
We did. So we met at Radio Row at the CCMAs. I was her last interview of the day, funny enough, and she went to her producer and was like, "Who is Stephen Lee Olsen?" and her, it's amazing. And her producer was like, "He wrote Blue Inch of Color. He's Grammy nominated. He has, you know, hits on the radio." And she's like, "Okay, well," she threw it together. And it's so funny because the video of that interview—that's
remarkable—so
funny to watch now because we're so flirty with each other. It was just different than every other interview. And although we were just friends and unavailable at the time, it was definitely chemistry, and we make fun of each other for it all the time now.
That's so cool. New Stephen Lee Olsen music out. Relationship Goals is flying. I think I saw today it's into the top 20, maybe top 15. So it's a hit, man.
Dude, you know, as you know, man, it's you never know with these songs. I always just try and put my heart into every single one. And you never know what's going to happen. It's all, you know, fan-based and what they're going to respond to. And I'm just really happy that this one they love. You know, I have a very strong team behind me now. And a lot of things have changed for the better. And I'm just hanging on for the ride, dude. I'm also happy that you love the song. Your opinion means so much to us and our team. And, you know, it's nice that we're getting the support for this one. It's crazy.
I got to tell you a funny story. So I was getting ready for the interview and I was looking sort of just checking the time and stuff. And I did a search for, you know, Stephen Lee Olsen in my email. Your messages go to my spam. I just want you to know.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what happened. I don't know if you do some stuff on the side for your, I'm kidding. I don't know. But or maybe you sent me too many messages. I don't know. But literally, there's like three emails in my spam that I did not respond to. But it's just funny when I was looking at your thing today. I'm like, oh, man, like there's stuff from in my spam folder. What's going on with that?
Oh, man. See, if you put something in your spam folder one time, it automatically.
Oh, it was probably when you had that song out three or four songs ago. And I was like, oh, man.
Like, yeah, you're like, you know what? This is spammy. This is spamtacular. And you're going in the spam folder. Well, I'm happy I'm out of the spam folder, Shiloh. And I'm so happy that I'm back in your regular inbox, bro.
Oh, that is so funny. But yeah, no, we love the song. And then what are people looking for? What's the rest of 2021 like for Stephen Lee Olsen?
Oh, man, it feels like this year we're not slowing down at all. There's a lot of things that I wish I could talk about that are really excited that are coming down the pipeline. I can talk about, you know, we released two Christmas songs. I've never released Christmas songs before, and I got to write one that I believe is like, man, it's just all of my favorite Christmas songs mixed into one. And it's called Christmas Is Hitting Me Different. And we just shot a video for that. That's why I'm here in Barrie right now. And it's just a special song. I'm really happy because I always think of Lincoln now. I'm like, man, my kid's going to have dad singing a Christmas song for his whole life. And I love that.
Well, yeah, he's always going to have that. And it's always going to be a thing. And you picked a good spot to do a Christmas video, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing is I wish he could have been in it, but I think the goal between us is to put out a couple Christmas songs every year, and then eventually, hoping in a couple of years, we'll have a whole record of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And that would be just really cool. Then everyone, that's all they're getting for Christmas. All my friends, Shiloh, you're getting one.
That's it.
It'd be like Oprah. You get a slow Christmas album. You get a slow Christmas album. It's going to be...
And then,
no, I mean, I'm excited about that for sure. And then the new year, I mean, our whole focus is just touring. I want to get this music out to the folks and the people and My favorite part about it is the fans.
I was trying to figure out the last time I saw you live, and it probably was a CCMA thing, but it's been a long time since you've really gone across the country. Yeah.
It's been way too long, you know, and it's the one part of this that, you know, I almost forget what it feels like. There's been a couple things here and there where you get a little taste of it, where you get to perform a song or a couple songs, but there's nothing like, you know, putting together a full show and the camaraderie and the family of a band traveling across the country. It's just an experience of a lifetime, and I'm so excited to get out there and do it.
Well, we're excited to have you out on the road. I can't wait for it. I hope you guys all have a great Christmas and take a little downtime.
Absolutely. Thanks, Shiloh. I appreciate it, brother. And I can't wait to make it up there and hang in person.
I also can't believe you wrote a Christmas song. That's so cool. Cause
I know, right?
You know, you can only do Jingle Bells so many times, right? Like
that's right. Totally. Totally. So, you know, a Christmas love song, it just felt right. It just felt right. So we'll see. I'm excited to see what people think about this song and also to perform this one live.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.